Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today we're going to be talking with the cast of Todd. It's a show called Truth or Double Dare, which they've shortened to Todd. I have Gina and Drew here. I'm very excited. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Hi. Tell us about the yourselves first. Gina, why don't you go first? Tell a little bit about yourself.
Oh, boy. Oh, goodness. Well, my name is Gina Hirazumi. I am originally from L.A., Los Angeles, which where I am actually speaking from right now. So actually, I think we're 3 hours behind you. Todd was my first film that I had the opportunity to do in Atlanta. So I was super excited. You know, on top of being able to do a movie with Shaquita Smith, who is a female African-American director and a young one at that. And that really attracted me to the project. And I just feel so blessed to be among a talented group of actors, really, you know. I'm sorry?
Hi, Alex. Okay, I was just trying to figure out who just popped in.
Oh, yeah. A talented group of actors, I figured I'd show myself.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, I miss you.
I miss you too. This is Gina. I don't know if you heard.
Yes. I recognize your voice anywhere, and your cries and your screams.
Oh my God. Yeah, we had so many, you know, moments. Like, we were like, well, we could talk about it later, but, you know, the screams and everything in the closet. But anyway, so yeah, just answering your question, I've been acting for a really long time, however, this was my first movie in Atlanta. So on top of the fact that I love horror and scary movies, and it kind of paralleled the whole Scream kind of franchise, you know, so I was so excited to do it, and handing the torch to Drew now.
I think we just got joined. Is that Shaquita that just joined us?
This is Drew. Yeah, I got dropped for a second. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, okay. All right. Hi. No, I thought I had another person on the line. Hi, Drew. Why don't you tell us a little bit of yourself and the movie?
Yeah. My name is Drew Stevenson, and local to Atlanta, and been acting for a little while, and, you know, just really enjoying the whole experience, you know. The movie was really interesting to me, one, because Shaquita was directing it, and Shaquita's kind of a longtime friend of mine. We've both been actors in the same industry for a while and knew a lot of the same people. So when she called me up and talked to me about the project, you know, I was instantly interested, but after reading the script, you know, I only became more interested in it. It kind of aligned with a lot of the things I like to do in acting, more sci-fi, more horror, and just a lot of fun. So that was always great. And then it's always great when you get on cast and you get on set and then you see that you've got a great cast to work with. So, you know, Gina was great and everybody else was great to work with. And yeah, I had a lot of fun. A great experience.
Why don't you tell a little bit about yourself and the film?
Me?
Yeah. Hi, Alex.
When Gina mentioned the Scream franchise, I was like, oh, those were my favorite horror movies growing up. So I don't know if there's going to be enough people left to make a sequel, but it would be so cool to start a trend. I know there are a few different Truth or Dare movies out this year, and it's just such a fun concept. My friend Cassie was actually in one of the other ones. And yeah, about myself, I also do stand-up comedy, which is kind of the opposite of what we were doing there. So I just really like challenges and doing things on all ends of the spectrum.
That's really cool. So you do stand-up comedy? How unusual is that?
Well, not that unusual now since all my friends are comics, and I actually have a show later tonight that I'm going to. So.
Hi, everyone. This is Shaquita. How are you?
There you are. Trying to get you into the thing. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Shaquita.
I saw you and I kept bringing you in and nothing was happening. Welcome to the show.
No worries.
I introduced your cast. Why don't you talk about how you brought the film together and how you found out about the script and a little bit of the information about that?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. This script was actually brought to me from the executive producer of Loud Films, which his name is Marcus Collins, and he wanted to do something out of the norm, like I think Alex said earlier, is like, you know, something along the lines of slasher films, like such as Scream. I know what you did last summer, and so we kind of wanted to go in the lines of that. And then also too, for this group, our target market or our audience was, we wanted to cater to teenagers. You know, when they go on dates, and you want to find a film that you could bring your little girlfriend or just someone that you want to, impress. This is one of those films that I think everyone, or especially our younger generation, would relate to. How I drung the script together is just finding incredible talent, to be honest, and finding incredible talent to bring this vision to life, and they all did, you know, in their own variety of ways. I love the diversity of the cast, which that's what I was honing in on when we started casting, and also from a storytelling standpoint. You can see different personalities, different aspects of how they related to each other. And you know what? Also, you know, everyone's relatable. So that's like the mindset, or I guess what that I was going for, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Truth or Double Dare is, you know, it's about a group of young adults, you know, that have dark secrets that comes out in the future, and the story just really relates to all different variety of people.
It's really fun. So what attracted you to your cast? Did you know them before? Did you know their work? I think Drew said he knew you. And that he knew you and loved you. And
I knew her and loved her too.
Some of the cast members I knew from variety of experiences. I know, like, Allie, we worked on set, I think a year or 2 years ago, Allie, I think. And Drew, we met years ago. And so it was more so of, you know, okay, I know their work, and I want them a part of the project. I knew their character, I knew their skill set, and it was really good to kind of bring them apart. Now, on the other hand, Gina, which was interesting. I actually
super interesting.
Yeah, so you know, we had like, I would say, God, 600 people that submitted, and you know, we even had like an in-person casting, and I was, you know, looked at people that was in person, but I really couldn't find a particular. And honestly, and Gina can attest to this, is that Gina role was not supposed to be for her ethnicity. It was supposed to be for, I think it was like an African-American woman.
No, I think it was Caucasian. I remember that.
It was Caucasian, yeah. It was one of them. But she just, you know, she stood out to me and she stood out to the rest of the crew. And I said, I don't know where she is, but we need to have her on this project. And so she got on set, and she was phenomenal. She was great, just like I envisioned in her audition, in her video. Aww. So everybody, you know, from Alex to Drew to, you know, to the list goes on, Austin, everybody was really great. There was no hostility. There was no drama. Mm-hmm. Everybody, it was a family, you know. And I think mm-hmm. for me is what I loved about Truth or Double Dare, or also just directing and filming, because we all wanted the film to succeed, and we did that.
I think that's great. I love hearing that it's a family, that the cast mm-hmm. of very diverse people come together and become like a unit. Was that just because you're a great leader, or is it because everybody just really loved the script and wanted to do their best for you? How did it work?
I'll give that floor to the cast.
Let me chime in just off the last thing Shaquita said. As you know, I'm currently in LA, and I'm dealing, you know, day to day, I deal with the Hollywood. There's a lot, you know, that you have to deal with as a actress of color. I wouldn't go as far as calling you a racist or anything, but the lack of opportunities just because of the way you look, even though you may be equally as qualified or whatever, it's just enormous. And I am grateful that Shaquita was willing to see past that. And now we're talking about, we did Truth or Double Dare way before Crazy Rich Asians came out. Okay. So nobody has really seen an Asian person in a lead role, or, you know, it's just not even a consideration really in LA, in Hollywood. And I'm so grateful that Shaquita wanted to have a diverse cast of African-American, white, Asian. Did we have Hispanic? I don't know if we did, but it was such a great blend, and her vision for that is just, it's beautiful. I mean, everybody was from all different kind of backgrounds, and also it was a risk because who knew, we didn't know if we were going to get along, but what's funny is I actually, the house that we filmed in, it was like a big party because I was given a room there for lodging, and I slept there. I lived and breathed Todd, like night and day in my sleep, you know, downstairs, the refrigerator, the food. So that was, I think the chemistry and just being able to get along, and that was a blessing. And I think, you know, it's a blessing from God. It was meant to be. And so I just want to give props to Shaquita for willing to carry this vision out, you know, without making it like an all this cast or all white cast, all black cast or anything like that. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I like my time in too. I think Shaquita was so instrumental in the success of the project. I think she was rolling with the punches. I mean, and those things come in Hollywood and TV and film all day. You know, things change, dynamics change, weather changes. You know, she took it by the rein, and she kept everybody comfortable. She made sure everybody mm-hmm. was a priority. You know, and it just felt good. And then, of course, like the cast itself, like, you know, I come there and Gina's there. She was like, hey, of course she beat us there. She was saying it. but but like Gina, you were awesome to work with too. Like you were so, it was so different to work with so many actors at the same time who were all humble and who were all, who were also dedicated to the project. Cause, I honestly had preconceived thoughts. I was like, oh, okay, you know, is Gina's from LA. Let's see how this goes. And Gina was like typical, like, hey, I'm an everyday girl. I just know how to act well. You know, I'm here. Like, I'm here to get it done. And it was just awesome. And the same for the rest of the cast, you know. So it was a great experience, man. Really great experience.
I think that's beautiful. Wow. Okay, Alex, it's your turn.
Wait, I forgot the question at this point.
It's just basically about how. cast work together, if you know the comfort and what Shakita brought to the cast and that kind of thing.
Oh, I don't know. I'm bad at that kind of answer. It's too broad. I knew some people on it too, and then actually like became best friends with the guy that played my love interest. So that was really fun. And it was kind of like a party house, and it was so I was so sad when it was over. That's why another reason I want to make a sequel. So Chiquita, can you direct some more of those, please?
Yeah.
That was actually in the works. We'll see.
It could be like a whole theme where like an airplane, one of the airplanes that had Rocky 19.
Oh, boy.
Wow, that's so funny.
I don't know about that. Oh, my God.
That was a joke.
But, you know, I just wanted to add, when Drew touched upon the humbleness and humility that the cast had, I mean, I have to admit, we had some challenges, technical-wise, audio, you know, whatever it was, right? Things just happen. And coming from L.A., I'm used to, I expect diva behavior or some kind of outburst or attitude or some kind of, and there wasn't any of that on this set. I think everybody worked together. They put their egos aside. It's not about, you know, I mean, we were just there to make a good project, and everybody stayed in their lane. They played their role. Everybody was dedicated to their characters. Everybody knew their lines. And, that should be a given. I mean, sometimes it's not. You can't. I mean, I've been on sets where there's been chaos, and you know, we filled in where we want. I mean, not to say like some of the cast people. I wouldn't say that we chimed in as crew, but if somebody needed help, it's like, okay, boom, I got you. It's not like, well, I'm an actor, so I can't do that. Or you know, I helped out with craft services. I set out the food. It was. In that way, yeah, it was a labor of love. Let's call it that.
That is really different, though, that you guys were pitching in other areas. That's unusual.
You've got to, yeah. I mean, Shakita, you want to chime in?
Yeah, I mean, because like she said earlier, things happen. You know, you just never know on any set. And you have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to, you know, move or, you know. And I think one thing about it is, from an artist standpoint, or just from the cast and crew, is that everyone just wanted the project to be great, and they love the art, you know. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you are the director or the producer or, you know, a crew member, everyone just kind of, you know, I think a prime example of me directing, and I had to stop and, you know, fix someone's hair, you know, and so I'm not a makeup artist, but, or a hairstylist, but, you know, if it calls for it to, for it to, needs to be done, you know, why not, you know, and why not just continually to move forward so the project can continually to move forward and be the best project.
Do you feel that a film that works like that, it feels like what you guys are saying is that it was really a fun project. It was a family unit, and it was a fun project. Don't you think that there should be more projects like that? I mean, instead of worrying about all the petty stuff that people worry about, wouldn't there be better art if there was more project like yours?
Yeah, and it depends on the people, the energy, you know.
Right.
If we had I think Gina said, like some divas, if we have some clashing personalities, then it would have not worked. But the interesting thing about ours is that everyone that was on our set was really great, had great personalities. I don't know if you have to do a personality test when you're casting, but you just never know, you know. But I just think that it was the right moment, the right time, the right energy for the project to be a success for what
that's
it is
really,
right now.
That's
yeah.
Really cool. And
'cause I think it's
Oh no, go ahead. You're more important than what I have to say.
No. I just wanted to chime in on your question. You know, I think it's very idealistic always to want actors to do it for the craft and the art and all that. However, in real life, I think having worked on a lot of different projects with different people of all ages, backgrounds, it's very, I can say this with all due confidence, it's very rare to have the kind of chemistry that we had with Todd, because be with each other literally day, night, into the wee hours, 4 or 5 a.m., literally our eyes are bleeding. Like, I remember Kevin Key, the DP, he's a beast too. I mean, he is hardcore cinematographer. I mean, I respect his passion for this. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to sleep with his 4K camera. He just loves the art. And I was so inspired by that, and the crew people chiming in. And if it wasn't for everybody being there for the love of acting and to make this project great, people were coming in and out from like day jobs, coming back and forth. You know, and Shaquita, I know you had a few times where you had to, you know, you had some things you had to handle, and we, you know, covered whatever we need to do.
Right.
So, and I mean, we're talking also different locations, and, you know, we were shooting at the big house, and then I forgot where else we were, at the gym on a different day, and, you know, a lot of moving parts. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing. Coordinating a film is always like sort of like an army, even a small one.
Mm-hmm.
How do you coordinate and keep your sense of humor?
Coordinate
all the different people doing all the different functions, because that's basically what the director does.
Yeah, that's really, you know, pre-production, you know, making sure that everyone knows exactly what they're doing, like you said, the missing pieces, the pieces to the puzzle, so that each day on set, it runs smoothly. And then we had an AD, Genevieve, who was, people would say probably like very a little pushy, but she got the job done. Like if we needed to go to another scene, she'll say, hey, okay, you're next in 15 minutes, let's go, you know? And so it just kept the flow of the project going until we got done. And so I think once we had some type of leadership or some type of flow, that's where people wasn't really worried a little bit about if we're going to get it done. It was just that everyone played their part, and it was a little easier for everyone.
We're coming to the second part of my interview. Basically, first one is, when does the movie come out? How does everybody get to see it? Where is it going to be? Is it going to be in theaters? Is it going to be Netflix? How is it working?
Yes, well, it's actually out now. It aired November 20th on Amazon, and it's also on Fire Stick that I just popped out and saw in new releases. So if you Google or if you go to Amazon, you can put in Truth or Double Dare, and you can rent, and you can also purchase.
Cool. And is there a chance that it's going to be in cinemas?
In cinemas? I'm not quite sure as of yet, but right now it's doing really well on Amazon, and Fire Stick, whereas we're just seeing how the numbers are going at the moment.
Okay. And how would it work for a sequel? I mean, I don't want to give away the end, but I mean, it is a movie where people die. Do you have enough people to make a sequel?
Honestly, that's
probably
that's
not.
I know they talked about it, but even if they get a sequel, they'll probably do like a spinoff on it, you know, in a different storyline, and who knows. But I mean, I know that the executive producers were entertaining the idea of a sequel. So what I know about the story, I don't know.
Because, you know, I always wonder, you know, what's the name of it? The one with Jamie Lee Curtis. She just reprised her role again.
Halloween?
Is it Halloween? Yeah, Halloween. I mean, everybody always dies in those movies, and yet here she is. She's back again.
Yeah. Well, how about a prequel?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
There's like a prequel within the movie.
Right.
Oh, that's so funny. She's on the sequel. Yeah, but we don't know yet. We've been entertaining the idea, so and we'll see, because we have another project that we're in pre-production right now for, which is a comedy, and we're going to see from there if we're going to go and entertain the sequel after this project, mm-hmm. after the next project.
Okay. And what kind of projects are all of you? I know Alex has a stand-up tonight, but what other projects do you guys have coming up that you're allowed to? I know a lot of times you have to keep that kind of stuff quiet, but what you can tell if anything's coming up to your fans so they can come see you? Anybody?
Anyone?
Anybody got anything?
Well, I can't say. So, I'll leave that to you guys. But please stay tuned, especially with these brilliant actors here on the phone.
I just booked a part in a feature film, but I honestly don't remember what it's called because I just found out yesterday. And
oh,
I
yay!
Shot it yet.
Congrats.
All right. That's so cool. Congratulations.
Thanks. I've been focusing on stand up mostly since we shot that. So, I mean, if you're in Atlanta, you can come find me. But
yeah.
I'll check you out.
He's there.
We'll come to Highland Inn or Village Theater this weekend.
Hey, let's do it. Yeah. I'm there.
And Shakita, do you have anything that you got coming up?
I got a lot that I'm working on right now. Like I said, we're in pre-production for a comedy that's going to be hilarious. That's in pre-production, which we're going to be shooting that in March. I'm actually directing a project at the end of the week, a TV pilot with some really great actors that's going to UMC. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I am in pre-production again for my own production, a TV pilot that I'm currently starring in, which is called Alabama Girl, which we're going to shoot that in January. And
I got
casted today for a short this morning that I haven't got the script yet, but I'm supposed to get the script at the end of Sunday. Well, this weekend on Sunday, we're supposed to have a meetup and, you know, read through. So I have a lot going on. But I don't have something that's going to be out. The only thing that's out right now currently is Truth or Double Dare. And then I finished Atonement just a few months ago, which we're doing some like pitching and everything like that called Atonement, which I started as an assassin. So I have a few things that I have in the pipeline, which I'm really excited about. So everyone, please stay tuned. You know,
that's really cool. Sounds like really everybody's got stuff going. So if if you would like, does anybody have like a website or a place where somebody can, Instagram or Facebook or anything like that, where people can say hi? Could you let them know what where you are so they can say hi to you?
Yes,
my
Drew, Gina, Alex, anybody?
Yeah. Ladies first.
My Instagram is Alexander with a Y.
Yeah. I think if they Google, like, Instagram in our name, it usually comes up, like, you know, because my last name's kind of hard to spell. People get it wrong. But Instagram.com/GinaHarryJimmy. And I'm sure Shaquita Smith?
So on Instagram, it is Shaquita_official. You can
No worries.
You can connect with me on there. I always check DMs and read them, so you can always reach me out from there. And then you can also Facebook, ShaquitaSmith.com. So it's different avenues, but I definitely respond to quick responses to Instagram. Yeah.
I think, you know, that's where it's at, right? I barely go on Facebook at all. I mean, personally, mm-hmm. me. Yeah. And there's a lot of activity.
I just wanted to say that you were, like, saying that you could Google the people. The thing is, and I've noticed that from my own account, people copy other people and put fake stuff up. So that's why I try to have each of you guys say what your own is, because I have noticed that. And if I follow someone, I will get like 20 people with fake accounts saying, "Oh, I'm this person really."
Right. Well, you know what? Yeah. You know what we need to do is all get verified blue check marks on Instagram, right?
There you go.
There's
a musician out there who's got the exact same name.
Drew
Stevenson. You guys can find me out here on I Am Drew Stevenson on Instagram and it's drewstevenson.com online. And I check both of those pretty regularly. So Drew at it's Drew Stevenson and Instagram, you can just DM me as well at I Am Drew Stevenson. But yeah, there's a musician with my name and he will never sell me the domain name for some reason. So yeah, don't follow him.
Follow this Drew.
Yeah. Please. Yes, please.
Yeah. Right?
Okay,
but I guess if
so
you have imposters.
Yeah, there are. There are people that do that.
No, I was going to say, I guess if you have imposters, I mean, that's a good problem to have, you know? on the flip side, if you think about it.
I don't know. The actors I've known haven't been too happy about it personally, but that's okay.
Well, sure. I understand.
So we're coming to the end. I want to thank you. Did I reach everything that you wanted to talk about your film? Did I miss anything?
I think that's about it. Just go watch the film, everyone.
please.
Yeah. And, you know, just these, I mean, one thing I definitely want to just say is that these actors are amazing and they work really, really hard for everyone to see their work, but they love it. And it makes me happy to see that, you know, what they've been working on is coming into fruition. And also, you know, me looking at, you know, we did this project a minute ago. And so me, like, watching something and I see the same actors that was in my project on another, you know, television show or a film. And it's like, wow, you know, these are the same people that, you know, I work with. And the vision, like we said earlier about, you know, it's a family, the energy, they still have that essence about them. And I know that they're, you know, spreading that out to every other set that they're on. So
I just want to, you know, say that these actors are amazing and continually to, you know, look out for them because they are going to be on a lot of more big screens.
Yeah. All right. And I just want to thank you all for taking the time for coming on my show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. No problem.
Thank you. And thank you for chatting with Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry.